Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. Hopefully you're enjoying Read the Word like we are on this end. When you go to the book of Proverbs and the book of Hebrews, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 says that the word is life to those that find it and health to all their flesh. Literally, when you read this word, it produces life and health in your flesh. And when you go to the book of Hebrews, it says the word of God is living and powerful. This word is alive. When you read it, it puts life on the inside of you like nothing else can do. And so welcome tonight. Are you ready? Let's read our opening prayer together. Pray it. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, you guys are going to be like, what does your shirt say, Pastor? My shirt says, North Dakota, the hottest place on earth. We got flames that are blown. All right, here we go. Genesis chapter 27. Story of Jacob and Esau. Danger, danger, danger. Here we go. Came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "I am here." He said, "Behold, now I'm old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, your bow, and go out game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring for me two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." Danger, danger, danger. Verse 11, Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." That's exactly what you're about to be, is a deceiver. That's your mother's instruction. Don't do that, moms. 13, his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son, only obey my voice and go get them for me." You might say, why is this happening, Pastor? Because Rebekah heard God when they were born and said, the older will serve the younger. So she knows that blessing belongs to Jacob rather than to Esau. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Verse 15. Then Rebekah took choice clothes of her older son Esau, which were worth with her in the tent house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth parts of his neck. And she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went into his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I'm Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat my game, that your soul may bless me." Verse 20, Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near me, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." The poor old man was blind. Verse 23, he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he said, "I am."
Wow.
Verse 25, "Bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's game so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him and he ate. And he brought him wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and he blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son, it is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you the dew of the heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." In those days, those blessings were absolutely everything. Here we go. Verse 30. Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of his father, that Esau's brother came in from his hunting. He also made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm your son, your firstborn." Trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." One blessing. Amazing. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and he said to his father, "Bless me also, my father." Verse 35. But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he supplanted me these two times. He took my birthright, and now look, he has taken my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. by your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck." Very interesting verses. Remember these. We're going to see them again when these two meet again in a couple chapters. Verse 41. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father at hand, then I will kill my brother." And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away." Verse 45. "Until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day?" So obviously, Isaac had died. Because she wouldn't say bereaved of both in one day. "And Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth." If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Wow. The power of life and death is in your tongue.
Yeah.
Here we go. Chapter 28. Danger, danger, danger. "Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, charged him, and said to him, You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram." I guess you're right. "Still, your mother's father. Take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham." And it's passed on down. Verse 5, "So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he sent to Padan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram, take himself a wife from there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram. Also Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac, so he went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajah, to be his wife in addition to the wives he already had." Marrying going on in this group. Mm-hmm. 10. "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of that place, put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." You want to say it with me? "Lord, help me dream about angels blessing me. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie. I will give to you and to your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And you and I are in that blessing as Gentile believers. Think about that. Them angels coming and going. Whew. You got to get it happening. Verse 15. Behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go. We'll bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning, took the stone that he'd put at his head, set it up as a pillar, poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of that city has been Luz previously. Then Jacob, verse 20, then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God and the stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you gave me, I will surely give a tenth to you. A tithe. Again, Abraham tithe. Jacob tithe. Cain killed Abel because of an offering. Very interesting. 29. Jacob meets Rachel. So Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field. And behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. A large stone was on the well's mouth. All the flocks would be gathered there. They would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. Jacob said to them, my brethren, who are you from? Where are you from? And they said, we are from Haran. Verse 5, he said to them, do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. So he said, is he well? They said, he is well. And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. She must have been pretty tough to be out in the fields with the sheep and all the other shepherds. Then he said, look, it is still high day. It's not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go feed them. But they said, we cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. Now, while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And verse 10, and it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel right on the jaw, and lifted up his voice and wept. That's a good first impression, isn't it? And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. It came to pass when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and you are my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. All right then. Verse 15. Hold on, I got to get rid of the spammer here. Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should be your wages? Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Now, Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Now, Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Oh, my. That's a price. She must have been beautiful. Laban said, it's better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. Verse 20, Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in to her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. And Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? Probably because you are a deceiver. Yep. 27, fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve with me still another 7 years. Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also. Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah, and he served with Laban still another 7 years. These boys had some marrying problems, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Verse 31, when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Conceived again and bore a son, and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon, the second tribe of Israel. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And that's who the Levites, the priest, came from. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. And the tribe of Judah is who Jesus was born through. Jesus is the lion tribe of Judah. That's why you and I are supposed to be so bold in everything that we do. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, you might not be righteous yet. You might say, Pastor, I'm a long ways from righteous. But if you have Jesus on the inside, then he makes you righteous. It's a great teaching I have. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I'll be glad to send you the YouTube link. Won't even cost you any money. Come to the understanding of Jesus' righteousness. It's one of the greatest revelations you'll ever receive. Are you ready? This is pretty awesome, isn't it? Prayer of salvation. I want to make sure you always have an opportunity to come to know Jesus and gain that position of being a believer and an heir of God. Pray with me. Everybody, no matter how, if you prayed it before, pray it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
Give me everlasting
and I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Hold your hands out and just pull it and say, I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a wonderful life.
And live a wonderful life.
Filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
I
pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the first time you prayed. Make sure you send me an email. Tell me about it. And we'll be a blessing to you any way we can. HG stands for Holy Ghost. HG PreacherMan@gmail.com. You can always go to the web and just search Samuel J. Cottle, and you'll get the Community of Faith on Facebook, and you'll get my YouTube channel also. And we'll be a blessing to you in any way we can. The website is actually SamuelJCottle.com. And go there. You get all of the links, everything that you need. Well, that's it. We're almost. We only got 10 more. And I guess we got 20 more. How many chapters are there in Genesis? This thing's moving, though. You're having a good time because we sure are. 50 chapters in Genesis. Till we see you again. This is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.